Then.
And we are
welcome.
Back.
Welcome back.
Hi, I'm Nate.
Welcome back to TNA Podcast, Episode 2.
TNA Drinks.
What did I say?
TNA Podcast, but
whatever. They already have one of those.
Yes, they do.
They have one of those, and it's about wrestling.
Yes.
This is not about wrestling today.
Hey, you know the difference between TNA and TNA Drinks?
Those?
We're not bankrupt.
We're not bankrupt?
Yes, we're not bankrupt. Vince McMahon did.
Nor do we have any money, but who goes?
Vince McMahon doesn't want to pull out. What?
What?
So you're his son.
And that's how Stephanie was made.
I'm Hornswoggle.
What do they call you? Help me out. His lost son was Hornswoggle?
Yes.
So his lost son is now Thomas Mariucci? So, in reality, you may be a millionaire, but you may not be.
I'm about as much as a millionaire as that aunt is right there.
Ah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I went there.
So, I see.
So, it's our second episode?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Is it December?
Yes, December.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas. How was that turkey?
Ham was good.
You only have ham?
I have turkey. and just let you guys know, my son was born.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Name's Nicholas Gabriel Bedell. Hopefully I said the middle name right. I always get yelled at for not saying the middle name right, but hey, we're just going
Puerto Vallarta.
Say Gabe. Nicholas Gabe.
Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, okay. So you want to do that, huh?
and we have a new president. How about that? Can you believe that president that we got? You know?
And yeah. Who's that?
That one, you know? May or may not be wearing a dress or chasing a dress.
See?
We are recording this in October, so that's why we don't know.
You didn't tell me Vince McMahon became president.
So how you guys been? It's been a little bit.
Yep.
Anything new to report? It's not like I don't see you every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Well, you know, it's how you get... how we get to think of what other people think. We've been around together for so long, we know exactly what you're going to say.
We get to know how other people think.
Cursive talking.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
So, hey, you guys want to hear a story?
Hey, yo, check it.
So, when my daughter was younger, she's 6 right now, when she was a baby, we got her this Curious George. And we called it Jorge.
Jorge.
You know, Torvald.
Yeah. So, you know, she brought Jorge everywhere. And so before my son was born, we decided to go to Babies R Us and get Jorge for him. So
Jorge Jr.
We got a Curious George. And we took it home. And I was like, hey, talking to Lotus's mom. I said, hey, babe, look what we got. I said, Lotus, what do you call him? She goes, oh, that's little whore. Now, while she was, I was saying the story to my wife. She was eating her chicken nuggets and fries, and when she said "little whore," chicken nuggets and fries went everywhere, and she started choking because she started laughing so hard.
Little whore.
So no longer Jorge, it's little whore.
Oh, I have a funny joke like that too. So my little nephew, he was about 3 at the time, was counting on his fingers. 1, 2, 3. So he would count 1, 1, 1, and he kept pointing at me. 1.
With the middle finger. You guys can't see this.
With the middle finger. I know, that's great.
He was saying you're number one.
So I was like, hold on, I need to take a picture of that. And I have it to this day. It's just I don't have it with me today. But he flipping me off at 3.
You have it till this day, but you don't have it with you today.
It's on my computer.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's on my computer.
Oh, okay.
It's on my computer.
Don't you have your computer in front of you?
This is my laptop.
It's desktop.
My computer. Okay. All right. Well, should we go into our... Well, I guess we can't because Nick hasn't opened it yet.
Here we go.
Let's go into drink of the show. Alex, what have we got today for the drink of the show?
We have the Blue Moon Harvest Pumpkin Ale.
Hmm. And Nick is the next one to have done it.
I'm drinking pumpkins in December.
I'm glad it's still October, though.
Yes.
Let's give this a little taste, shall we? Cheers.
I have nothing but foam.
It's not too bad. You get, like,
cinnamon.
You get just basically pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. It's just like a liquid pumpkin pie.
What would you give that?
Hold on, let me drink it one more
Did
time.
Did you like it?
See. Hold on. Let me see. So you go out of 5 stars, right? Are we doing 5 blue moons, 5 stars, 5 wrestlers, 5 Tommies? What are we doing?
Yes.
All of the above.
All right.
I give it 3 moonshines.
Out of?
5 moonshines.
All right. How would you rate this against the last drink of the show, the horchata?
Horchata.
I do not remember the horchata.
It was basically cinnamon, but a lot more cinnamon.
Oh. I give it 5 moonshines out of 5 moonshines.
You like that one more?
That was great.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. It's a good one. I like this too. It's all right as a seasonal beer. It's, pumpkin. Alex.
Alex has passed out on his bed because he had too many pumpkins.
I will give it.
Speaking of which, I have a little story to tell after Alex gives a...
I'm talking. No, 4 out of 5 stars.
You may
stars.
Speak.
Sounds good. What did you think of this, the horchata?
Yeah, I like the horchata one better, but this is probably one of the better pumpkin ales that I tasted.
It is. Shipyard, we did that whole pumpkin thing last year on TNA Drinks. Yes. Go check that out.
What did you give Tommy, this beer?
I gave it a 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
It's all right. It's not my favorite, but I'll drink it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not my favorite, but, it's beer, so I guess,
All right, you ready for story time?
Yeah, I want to hear about the Alex story.
All right, this is an Alex story. So, Alex and I had just turned 21.
Uh-oh.
His dad was like, hey.
Yes, it's that mustached freak's fault.
Yes, his dad was like.
You're from spiking something on me.
What?
You spiked the Mike's Hot Lemonade.
Oh, I'm getting it. You're getting out of the story. This is a whole of a story.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So his dad, we're 21, takes us out drinking. We go to Malloy's. It's a bar in Daly City. We get a couple drinks, and then he's like, you guys hungry? We're like, yes, let's go to Garden Club. We go there. We have another couple drinks. And he's like, you guys want to go to BevMo and get something else? We look at each other. Sure. So we get Patron, we get Mike's Hard Lemonade, and adult chocolate milk that my cousin gave me, right? Or did we? No, we bought it then.
Yeah,
we bought it then.
What's adult chocolate milk?
It's chocolate milk that has like vodka in it. It's really good. It comes all mixed. Maybe we'll have that next week or next month as the drink of the show. Maybe.
The New Year's show.
Yes, sure.
Good job, Tommy.
All right, so back to my story. We get back to Alex's house, and I'm staying the night because we're going to get fucked up. That's it. That's what we're going to do. So, what? We start drinking. We finish most of the Mike's Hard.
The variety pack of Mike's Hard.
Yes. So Alex is like, I have to pee. And my mind was like, So I go out to his garage. I find a bottle of Everclear, the 180 proof Everclear. It's basically straight vodka or straight alcohol. I put it in his Mike's Hard Lemonade. I later on came to regret that, but let's get to that when we get there. So we're drinking. He's like, you put Patron in my drink. And I was like, I promise you, Alex, I did not put Patron. I put Everclear. He's like, what? So then we continue to drink. We have some shots of Patron. And then it's time to go to sleep. So I'm sleeping in my sleeping bag on the floor. I fall asleep. I pass out. About 2 a.m, I get up. I have to tinkle. What was that noise? What was that noise at you? Anyway, I go into the bathroom. I'm like, I got a tinkle. I pee. I probably peed all over his bathroom because I was still drunk.
It's like grandma's boy.
I come out of... Yes. I come into the bathroom, and what do I see?
Tommy's crapping right now.
Crap.
You should have saw it.
Charlie horse!
Like he started to swing out. Like he shot out of his chair as fast as anybody.
Charlie horse! All right, back to the...
This is why we got to put it on Facebook Live, Alex.
Back to the story. Pee all over his bathroom, whatever. Nick's crying. Anyway, peed.
I cry every time I laugh hard. I'm sorry.
Got up, peed all over his bathroom. And what do I see when I come out? A bare-ass naked Alex peeing all over my sleeping bag.
That's what you get.
He peed all over it. He got up, fell
what
down
are
on
you
it
doing?
Again, and started peeing all over it again.
What are you
like,
doing?
Kind of. I was like, what are you doing? So, my sleeping bag is soiled, and I find a blanket, one army blanket.
A booby.
And all I do is curl
What are you
up.
Doing naked? That's what I want to know.
So, I find this army blanket, and I curl up in that corner right there.
21st birthday's naked.
I curl up in that corner because I'm afraid he's going to come out and just start spraying all over the room again. I'm a fireman, and I'm going to try. So then the rest of the night, I was sitting in the cold corner of the room. Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Would you have rather have him pee on your sleeping bag while you're in the bathroom or while you're in your sleeping bag?
Very good point. What I should have done is pooped in his bed. He wouldn't have known until the morning.
Then there would have been two naked people.
Right, you know what the best part would have been if I did that? He would have thought he pooped himself.
Hey, who shit my pants?
What are you doing being naked?
Butt-ass naked, Alex.
Well, I was celebrating the 21st birthday. Come into the room. Celebrated like I came into the room again.
Butt naked. Butt naked.
So I was like, and then I was contemplating because my car was here. I was like, maybe I'll just go out to my car and sleep in it.
If you would have done that, you might as well have just gone home.
I was still quite drunk, though.
Someone pissed on your sleeping bag. Call an Uber. Where's my Uber receipt?
I took a header into a Porsche.
You took a header into a Porsche?
Do tell, do
yes.
tell.
So at our friend Andrew's Halloween party. Yeah, Halloween party a couple years ago.
Birthday
party. Well, his birthday's on Halloween.
How convenient.
Yes.
Candy
so
on your birthday.
We were playing beer pong, right? And there was this guy kept on passing me shots of Jägermeister.
Carl?
Yes. And then I got pretty hammered, right? Yeah. Then I went outside to
throw... Pretty hammered is a little understory. Yeah. He got blackout drunk.
I went outside to go pee.
Nope.
Fine, Tommy,
nope,
you tell
nope.
it.
Yes, because this is the part where you blacked out.
Is this where he was blacked out on the porch and you had to help him out? Because he fell
no,
down?
So,
that's
so,
when they dropped me.
So what he said, he's like,
that's the story. I remember that.
I'm sitting right next to
him.
I'm sitting right next to him on this little like bench thing. And he's like, Tommy, you got to help me outside. I have to take a piss. And I'm like, all right, better than here than on me. So
don't.
We take him outside. I had help with another friend. We get outside, and someone put something on the ground, and I dropped him, and he hit his head right on the Porsche, and he kind of, like, dropped his drink that he was holding and spilled it all himself, and all I hear is, like, Tommy, I'm cold.
Didn't you spill your water on me, too?
I did. That was my water. I'm sorry.
So then
we get him inside. He didn't have to pee anymore because we don't know if he peed himself or what. So we keep giving him water. But water's not going in him. It's going on him. He keeps nodding off and spilling it onto his pants. So then...
So he peed himself.
Maybe. With water, too.
Maybe.
So we get him home. I get help from Andrew. And we throw him in the toilet. He's like, I got to take a poo. So we throw him into the bathroom. And he's like, guys, I'm going to go take a shower. I was like, that's probably not a good idea. I think you're going to drown in the shower. So our friend Andrew keeps handing him clothes. But Alex.
Naked.
Alex is in the shower. And all these clothes are going in the shower. So you said in the morning you had like a pile of wet clothes in your shower or something?
No, I put them next to the laundry machine, and I wonder why they were all wet.
Oh.
Oh, man.
I almost got another cramp.
Yeah.
All right, should we go on to, I guess, our next segment?
Let's do it. Sure.
Would that have been considered the bologna on a cheese sandwich?
I think so, but there's also a banana in a tailpipe segment that I have not told you about. I like that.
It's not that song.
I like that bologna and cheese sandwich, but I also like a banana and a tailpipe segment as well.
Do tell.
Well, you know, people, you know, piss off at other people and stuff, or just want to have a gag joke. They put a banana in a tailpipe, but
did when you I was do younger, that?
They put potatoes in a tailpipe. And let's just say it wasn't fries that came out, okay?
So you've done that before?
I don't know what you're talking about.
To who?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that why my car didn't start that one day?
I don't know what you're talking about. But I will say I have... Nope, I can't say that story either. That's bad.
So this segment's about making like fun of people or something?
You're part of this podcast, don't you know?
A banana in a tailpipe?
It's just crazy story about other people.
Yeah.
So I guess that other one wasn't because we were telling stories about each other. Yes.
We're just talking about Alex peeing on your... blanket.
Okay, man.
Ruining your night because you couldn't sleep. And then Alex.
Okay, man.
Falling on the Porsche.
Right, man.
And ruining your night because you couldn't sleep.
Right, man.
Huh.
Stop calling me man. You're mocking me.
I'm not saying man.
You're mocking me, man.
You're funny.
Where did you come up with that? I don't understand.
You're a funny guy. Man.
What's this man thing? Why is mockery? What are you talking about?
Oh, you know this story.
I have no
this
idea.
This involves you, too.
I didn't do it.
Yes, you did.
What happened?
Well, you see, man.
Well, yeah. Yes, man. We had a customer come into work.
What's his name?
Mandy Man.
Oh, that guy.
Yes.
Oh, he's not a good man.
No, not at all. He's an asshole. Mm.
His dad's not a good man either.
He came in and was like, hey, man, man, man. Every other word was man. Hey, man, 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 man. So he leaves and then comes back. He's like, you know what, man? And Nick was like, you know what? I can play this game too. I don't know, man, man, man. So it was man's going back and forth.
Every other word.
Every other word was man. And
it's like the super, super chew was meow, right meow.
Yeah, right meow. So he gets to the point where he's finally understanding what's going on. He's like, are you mocking me or something?
It took like 15 minutes.
Yeah. And he's like, why are you doing that? You think you're funny or something?
And I'm like,
he's like, I'm just saying man, man.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
Oh, you an asshole. Blah, 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 blah.
His head. Okay, he's a big guy. Like, he looks like ogre. But, I mean, he got so pissed off. Like, there was no more room in his head. He was going to explode. Okay? He said that I'm going to call your boss and everything. I gave him my boss's name, my name. I said, go ahead, man.
And he peels out of the parking lot, almost hitting someone.
Yes, he peels out of the parking lot, finally stops because the UPS was going down the street. And if he didn't stop, he would have hit the UPS. And that would have been bad, man.
Did you shout out, slow down, man?
No, but someone from the right side of me said, you should have said, slow down, man. And that really would have got him going.
All right, are you guys ready to play a little trivia?
Let's do it.
Yes. All right, Nick, this first question is for you.
All right.
Wants to be a drunken idiot.
Oh. Yes, yes. Who wants to be a drunken idiot? Here we go. What NFL team defense was known as the Steel Curtain?
The Pittsburgh Steelers. And in fact, it's probably the 1976 Pittsburgh Steelers.
That is correct. And the music stops without me doing anything.
Yeah.
All right, Alex.
Was it 1976?
It just said Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, okay. All right. Are you ready for another one?
Let's do it.
All right. Where does a spelunker have fun? In the air, underground, or underwater?
I would like to phone a friend.
Really? Would you like to phone a friend?
Hold on. Can you give me that question again?
Where does a spelunker like to have fun? In the air, underground, or underwater?
Let's say on the ground.
On the ground? Underground, you mean?
On the ground. Oh,
in the air, underwater, underground.
Underground.
Oh, underground.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
That is correct. That is correct. Are you ready for three more we got for you?
Let's do it.
I'm giving you all the sports questions.
Is this all me? Is Alex in here too?
This is your round.
This is my round. So I'm two for two right now.
This is your round.
All right, cool.
I feel like we're on that show that you like to watch on the radio where like they do questions.
I like to watch on the radio.
You know, the game show one? The
game! Oh.
You know, they did
the game in the morning. Yeah, okay, I got you.
What figure skater raised eyebrows in 92 by performing backflips in competition?
I don't think this is right because I don't think she's old enough for this. But I'm going to say Christy Yamaguchi.
Is that your final answer?
No. It's, who's that blonde chick that got beat up by Tonya Harding?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Would you like to phone a friend on that one?
That is my final answer.
Are you sure?
Your
final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
And who did backflips in 92?
Scott Hamilton. Scott Hamilton.
Wait, you're telling me the first person ever to do backflips
was a male
on skates was a male?
Yes. Yes, it was.
You better check that.
All right, we got two more for you.
All right, so I'm two out of three.
What RV maker model includes Flying Cloud, International, and Pan America?
I would like to phone a friend. Alex?
Can you repeat the question, please?
No, he's asked to call you.
Oh, that was it? The question is, what RV maker model includes Flying Cloud, International, and Pan America?
The one that goes down the street.
The camper.
How is that a sports question?
I was going to say, is that a sports question?
It'd be Airstreamer. Final question for you.
So now I'm 50% at 2 of 4. 3 out of 4 was sports. 1 was, I have no idea what it was. But go on.
Last one. What is mixed with vodka to create a greyhound? Greyhound.
Sewage.
I thought this was all sports questions.
Apparently not. This is about grapefruit. Oh shit, I said the answer.
Oh.
So grapefruit. Yes. Grapefruit is my final answer.
Oh boy.
Is that it?
It's grapefruit.
All right, I'm 3 out of 5. There you go.
All right. All right. You want to ask some questions?
Am I asking you?
You can ask me or Alex. You can pick.
Let me ask the host. Oh, wait, we're all hosts.
We're all hosts.
See what? I'll ask both you guys 2 questions, and I'll ask somebody else a 3rd question. So both of yous, and I'll have the both of yous.
Well, you see here the both of yous.
I'll have Alex start first, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
1st question, Alex. Name the 2 women Michael Jackson married.
I have no clue.
That would be Maria Presley. And I don't know the second.
That is Lisa Marie Presley and Debbie Rowe.
I don't know Debbie Rowe.
Obviously, you don't know Lisa Marie Presley either.
I got Marie Presley, okay?
All right.
I don't know her either.
Second question for Thomas.
You breathe so nicely.
Under what U.S. state lies the world's largest cave system?
That'd be Colorado.
No. That is the blue state of Kentucky.
The booze state?
So both you guys are O's and one. Both of you's.
Well, you see the both of you's.
She here.
All right. Here we go. Alex, this question's for you.
Yeah.
What city was named for the mountain Mount Royal?
With cheese.
Royal with cheese?
I'll give you a hint. It's in Canada.
Montreal.
Good job. Alex is one for two. Tommy, you ready for your second question?
Yes.
Who does Snoopy battle while wearing a scarf and flight goggles?
The Red Baron.
Googles?
Correct, Amundo. No, not Googles. Gargles. Like gargoyles. Here you go, Alex. This one's for you, right? So both of yous is one for two.
Yes.
Alex, you can make it two out of three if you get this question right. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. What liquor gets its flavor from juniper berries?
That'll be gin.
Correctamundo.
That'd be correct.
All right, Alex. It's your up.
I shut up. It's your up.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Alex is crazy.
Nope.
What color is the sky?
Green. Well, right now, you see, it's all dark, so I say black.
Blue.
I have a funny one.
Oh, man. No, I got one more. Can I ask one more?
Yes, that's to me.
All right, Tommy. What sport features bowlers and wicket keepers?
Can you say that again?
What sport features bowlers and wicket keepers? My mic just went crazy a second ago. Jesus.
I kind of leaned on the board. I'm not sure what. Cricket?
Cricket it is.
All right. Should we do something else?
It's Alex's turn.
Oh, Alex, I forgot. It's all quiet over there. You should just ask this question to everyone.
Where's our buzzer?
Okay, Tom, this one's for you.
There you go. Hit it.
Yes.
What is rapper Eminem's real name?
That'd be Marshall Mathers.
Yes.
That's actually a question.
Eminent! Eminent!
Jesus. Now he's going to probably ask me, what's the Pope's real name?
What's the atomic symbol for the weight of neutrons?
Ah. Mr. Seattle.
Here we go.
Here we go. What fashion trend was outlawed in Louisiana towns in 2007? That'd be...
coveralls?
Swagging.
Sagging pants.
Yes, I knew it.
Okay, offenders faced a fine up to $500 or 6 months in jail.
Hey, did you know how they got the thing from sagging?
Yes, jail.
All right.
So that you can go up the butt real quick.
You know, Jay sags a lot. No, my... Nick, Mr. Seattle.
Jay likes it up the butt, I think.
Go on.
One.
Why are you looking at Jay's ass, by the way?
On the cover of Nirvana's album, Nevermind, what is the underwater baby reaching for?
His penis.
Money.
A dollar.
Yes.
I couldn't think if it was a dollar or $20 or $100, so I just said money. I think it's a dollar bill.
Dollar bill, y'all. Great voice noises from Nick. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, some lousy cards.
Oh, yeah. That's it, baby. Yeah.
You were supposed to look at the questions while we were doing ours, so you'd have them right there, Spiffy.
I'm going to just molest your ears for a little bit. Oh, yeah. Oh. So weird.
Both of you could answer this.
The both of yous.
Green.
In... Oh, damn, that's the wrong golf question.
You didn't even ask one.
Listen, that's the wrong golf question.
Tiger.
That I was
Tiger Woods.
At.
Billy Bob Thornton.
In what film does Adam Sandler play a hockey player turned golfer?
Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes. All right.
No, two more questions. Alex, we have a whole show by the time you get done with two more questions.
What band? What brand of outdoor footwear gets its name from a Hebrew word for nature?
Adidas. Reebok.
Converse.
Skechers.
No.
Hooters.
No.
Banana hammock.
No.
Nike.
No.
Oh.
Swagger.
Champion. No.
Butt monkey.
The answer is Tevia.
What?
Never heard of those shoes.
Me either.
Alrighty.
Okay. On to our next
segment. Next segment. This is what well segment then. Should we go on to right now? Alex? Nick? You have a small throat story?
I do not. I have no idea about small throats.
Yes.
That was your lead up to the next show. I have a story about small throats. Come back next week. Well, they're back next week. They want to hear this throat story.
All right. So I know this lady. I guess I do have a small throat.
You have the small throat?
No. You broke me. All right. So I know this lady who has a gay brother. And they were talking and stuff, and somehow they started talking about small throats, and I have no idea how they're talking about that. And, you know, I'm done. I don't want to say the story. I'm sorry, guys. This story is whack. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes. So, you lead into a story that you don't tell.
Yeah, you know, I decided it's not a good idea to tell. Get all three of us in trouble. All
right, are we at our challenge time now?
No challenge.
Challenge.
Yes.
Yes.
It's part of the rules.
Challenge time.
What's our challenge?
Alex. Nick.
Challenges, Alex? What?
Your challenge today is... Take it away, Alex.
Take Alex away. That's the challenge, is to take Alex away?
I'm looking for something. Thinking, what should it be?
Let you guys know the Cubs are going to the World Series.
Yes. I just saw that.
She left me a beer.
What's our challenge, Alex?
Kiss the devil.
No. No.
But it would be funny for me to watch.
So we just had, we just came back from Hooters.
Hooters.
And we had a lovely waitress who was helping us out, but she decided to go home. We had somebody else. And Alex had this coupon where you buy one, get one free for a free Buffalo Wings with 10-pack. And I had chicken strip cheese Chipotle sandwich. Tommy had... What'd you have, Tommy?
A sandwich.
What kind of a sandwich?
Chicken.
Alex, what'd you have?
Well, I have a steak sandwich and about 20 wings.
How was that steak sandwich and 20 wings?
It was quite good, if I don't say myself.
Well, anyways, the waitress who was helping us out...
The steak sandwich was not too good. It was a little chewy, and I do not like my meat when it's chewy. I always prefer my meat very tender and always played with before.
So what you're saying is you like your meat flipped before you eat it.
Sliced and diced, my friend. Sliced and diced. That is how I like
well,
my
anyways,
meat.
Well, anyways, we decided to go, and the lady comes back, you know, and she goes,
and they took my damn coupon.
And she didn't take the coupon off. And I was like, excuse me, but I had a coupon. She goes, oh,
I had
yes.
a damn coupon.
I forgot. The other server told me I just didn't do it. Mm-hmm. She wanted more money on her tip. That's why
she wanted more money all over her boobies. She liked to stay in the bathroom and play with her boobies.
She wasn't that good looking.
I am Alex Chichov, and I approve this message.
All right, so it looks like me and Alex are about to do a challenge.
Rich,
she...
One IPA and then a shot of something.
Let me turn your mic back on. There you go. Say that again.
One Big Daddy IPA. Chug
and a shot.
A shot of something.
No.
No.
Yes.
You don't want to do a shot?
No shot. I mean,
yes.
All you guys did was beers last
Loser.
Week. We didn't say
Loser. Loser.
So what is this IPA, Alex?
My name is Nick Bedell. Buk-a-duk-a-duk.
It's a Big Daddy IPA from Speakeasy.
Nick is going to hate this, by the way.
Yes.
I already hate you guys. All right? So that's nothing new.
I guess we're not doing a shot then.
Meh. All
right, well, let's
have to respect our elders.
That's true. We should respect it next time. Yeah, that's
Alex,
true.
Is that your grandpa? How do you do?
Hello. I am Alex's grandpa. I am James. Welcome to my station.
No? Not even little?
I think so. Oh, boy.
Dun-da-da-dun-da.
We could do a spicy one, but I don't think you'll like that. It would be more entertaining for Tommy to watch us.
Where is my wife? My wife went out for a walk today, and then she didn't come home. Did I ever tell you about the time I lost my dog? I opened the door to get my paper, and the dog ran outside. It ran away. I didn't know where it went.
This is a bunch of nonsense.
Oh, God.
What? Nick, what is the matter with you?
Take it like a man.
Man up! Do you know...
We have a better IPA, but it's in a bigger bottle.
Do you have the balls to try this, Nick? This is God talking to you. I heard the lovely gospel song you were singing to me, and I am here to say you have the strength to go with this.
Why does God sound like Morgan Freeman a little bit? Morgan Freeman.
I thought that was God.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
He played God in many different situations, and I do sound like him because you guys like my voice.
You sound like more like a Russian version of... Duh.
Vladimir Putin said I could
God
go.
Give me the strength to drink the 6.5 beer.
We can't hear you.
We have a. If you want to do a bigger bottle of IPA, it's better than this.
We have this beer already open, so we have to do it.
This show has quickly devolved into a shit show.
Yes.
All right, here they go. They're about to chug it. They got a Speakeasy IPA. Nick
Big
already.
Daddy.
Nick's face looked like it went inside out when he opened that bottle. Oh, he's smelling it again. Nick is smelling it. He's giving his thought, and he says it's.
Just when you lift the bottle to your lips, open your throat so the Big Daddy can just slide right in.
Yes, open your small throat and let it slide
small
in.
Throat.
For Big Daddy?
Big Daddy.
This smells like the burger my brother-in-law was cooking and made the house smell like shit.
All right. Are you guys going to drink it or?
Give us a countdown.
All right, here we go. In three. Are you guys both ready?
Yes.
No, I said, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's get ready to chug it.
Three, two, one, go.
All right, they're off to a steady lead. Here we go. They're both going. They're both chugging. Nick's a little bit in the head. Nick stops for a second. He almost threw up all over the place. Alex has stopped, too. I think the coldness is getting to him. Looks like Alex only has a little bit left. I think Nick's going to lose. Oh, here he goes. Here he goes. He's got a little bit of foam left. And it's Alex is ahead. Nick just barely finished. Oh, my God. It's like he drank milk. His tongue is inside out. His, like, head's upside down. He's flying on the roof. Dear God, I think that guy's drunk. There he goes. I think he's drunk. At the 40. The 10.
I have a brain freeze.
Alex has a brain sneeze. I think Nick does, too.
I have no eyes.
That's a common problem. My wife lost her eyes when she died, too. They gave them to a nice Asian lady.
And now she can see and drive better. Ooh, never mind.
Where is it? Where is it? Alex. Alex's looks fine. Nick kind of looks like he went through the ring.
That was awesome, Nick.
That was pretty good.
That stunk.
Nick did not enjoy it. Alex, did you enjoy it?
Yes.
How much?
I actually like this IPA.
I think I'm just going to be an on-air personality. I don't think I can do these challenges anymore because the first challenge I did, I almost...
To take a line from Kiki. A-wah, a-wah, a-wah. Oh,
did you get some in your eyes? Cause you
I can't see.
You can't see?
I'm taking the line out of Tommy. I can't see!
It's in my eye!
You never said that you needed your eyes after the drinking experience, so I took them.
Okay, Morgan Freeman.
That was not. You want to know how I got these scars?
No.
How about a little Sean Connery? Can anybody do a Sean Connery impersonation? Alex, you go.
James Bond. Like my cocktail shaken, not stirred.
You like your cock shaken, not what? Nick, can you do it?
I cannot. No? I've never even tried.
Your best. Losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen. Carla was the prom queen.
Oh, I go home and fuck the prom queen.
Hey-o.
All right.
Shut up. There we go.
It sounds like someone was tickled.
Sounds like your car alarm.
Yeah, it does sound like my car alarm.
All right. Are you guys ready to get out of here? We've been going for a little bit.
Should we
end this?
6 minutes. Wait, shouldn't we have two challenges? No challenges, because we are 1-1.
Yeah.
We can save that.
Yep. All right, here we go. Let me play a little music, then Alex will
hold
tell
on,
you.
Hold on.
What?
Next time when we come on, I think it's going to be January's show. Why you turn? Whoa. Well, I think we should do Facebook Live, and then I think the people on Facebook Live can tell us what they want us to do for the challenge.
Oh, wow. You're sounding weird. Keep talking.
I think that we'll tell them exactly what we have, and I think we should go for...
Oh, my gosh.
The people will tell us what we should do for the challenge.
You sound like you're talking in a phone booth now.
You got really nice and deep. Like.
What do you guys think?
Keep talking.
Okay, Tom. That's
a little loud.
Bad.
That hurt my ear. All right, I'm done fucking with Nick. Let me get all your levels back. All
right. What do you think, Alex? Do you think we should go on Facebook Live and have the people on Facebook Live tell us what we should do?
Yes, but do you have a laptop you could bring so we could have three laptops?
Three laptops.
Facebook Live.
I don't have, but I can use my phone. That's not a problem. But what I'm saying is I think we should do that from now on. Have our Facebook on, and we'll still have the radio thing, but we can have fans be on there, and they can say what we can do and stuff, and they can join in. They can, you know, be on our show as well. What do you guys think about that?
I think that sounds good.
You think that sounds good?
Yes.
All right. Well, just to let you guys know, hi, I'm Nick, and thank you for listening to us. I'm out.
DNA Drinks Podcast. And you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TNA Drinks, and our website, TNADrinks.com, and our other website for this podcast, that is, TNADrinksPodcast.com.
One more thing. Alex, are you saying that we can... you have shirts for your guys' show, right?
Oh, yeah, Nick, we do.
All right, and are we going to start getting shirts out for Hi, My Name is Nick and little hats?
Yes.
And you can find those that were Nick talking about on tnadrinks.spreadshirts.com.
All right, guys, have a great month.
And this is TNA Drinks Podcast.
Merry Christmas.
Until next time.